Feeling is dear. The global coronavirus pandemic has killed over 606,000 people worldwide since it surfaced in China late last year. The United States has the most deaths with over 140,000, followed by Brazil with more than 79,000, Britain with over 45,000, Mexico with more than 39,000, and Italy with more than 35,000 deaths. France is reporting 400 to 500 active coronavirus outbreak clusters, but there are no signs of an imminent second wave, the French health minister says. This as face masks become mandatory in all French enclosed public spaces, including shops, covered markets, and administrative buildings. Russia, the world's fourth hardest hit country in terms of infections, reports fewer than 6,000 new cases for the first time since the end of April. Health authorities also say 85 people died over the past 24 hours, the lowest daily fatality figure since May 4th. Russia's fatality rate has remained low compared to other badly hit countries, raising speculation that Moscow could be underreporting figures. Deeply divided European Union leaders resume their summit for a fourth day as they seek to save an $800 billion coronavirus rescue plan for the 27-nation bloc. Frugal EU countries, including the Netherlands, Austria, Denmark, and Sweden, have been reluctant to hand over the vast sums of money requested by the worst-hit and most indebted members like Italy and Spain. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron are expressing hope for an agreement, but Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, who leads the so-called Frugal Five, is increasingly being dubbed Mr. No. Hungarian Premier Viktor Orban accused the Dutch guy of holding up a deal and, incidentally, of personally hating him.